ABC Radio Australia.
Australian border officials say there's been a sharp rise in the amount of kava entering the country illegally via mail. They've seized tons of crushed kava root in recent months and say the increase is undoubtedly connected to the closure of international borders. Earlier this week, we heard from Pacific Islanders in Australia who say these closures have led to a shortage of kava and prices have skyrocketed. Kava supporters say the seizures are another reason why the government should allow commercial imports. Liam Fox has more.
It's been a busy time for Australian Border Force officers monitoring mail sent from overseas.
There's been a rather significant increase in the number of detections of kava in the international mail centres.
Leo Lahaye is the ABF's Port Operations Commander.
To give it some perspective, in January and February earlier this year, there were only 58 detections of kava at the through the international mail centres, and that totaled a complete weight of 67 kilos. However, in July and August this year, there's been 739 detections, weighing a total of 2.2 tonnes. So the increase is quite extraordinary.
He has no doubt the increase is connected to the closure of international borders over the last 8 months because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's because the only way you can bring kava into the country legally for personal use is to carry it with you on a plane or ship from overseas, most commonly from a Pacific country or New Zealand. With the end of international travel, Pacific Islanders living in Australia have not been able to get their hands on any kava since March. Commander Leahy wants to remind people that it's illegal to send kava through the mail and there are heavy penalties for those who do.
They are quite significant. They can face quite a significant fine running into the hundreds of thousands and the possibility of a term of imprisonment as well.
Members of the Pacific community in Australia have told Pacific Beat the closure of international borders has resulted in a chronic shortage of kava. Prices have skyrocketed, with claims some people are charging up to $500 for a kilogram. That's 10 times what you'd pay in the Pacific. Dr. Apo Aparosa, an expert on kava and health at the University of Waikato, says the situation highlights what he believes are the problems with Australia's ban on commercial imports of kava. One is that people who'd normally drink kava socially are switching to alcohol.
The old drug theory 101 of substance switch, exactly what they're doing. Australia, by limiting kava coming into the country, is actually feeding socio-cultural disharmony and increasing the likelihood of Pacific people using alcohol.
The other problem, he says, is the ban on commercial imports is culturally insensitive.
So, for instance, when most Pacific children are born, or many Pacific children are born, parents will present kava as part of that birth in order to bless that child's life. And so you've got people in the Pacific community, for instance, in Australia, who are now concerned that they're not able to essentially bless their child's life, so they're going out and they're buying kava at huge amounts of money on the black market, which is feeding a black market for a substance that is essentially harmless.
After lobbying by Pacific leaders, the Australian government did increase the amount of kava people can bring into the country for personal use from 2 to 4 kilograms. It also announced a trial of commercial imports that was due to start at the end of this year, but that's now been postponed because of COVID-19. Michael Luthay from the Vanuatu Kava Industry Association has been supporting moves to pressure the Australian government to allow commercial imports. He says the seizures and the emergence of a high-priced black market back up their arguments.
I think it is time to legalise the trade, and they will have even more control. The government will be able to raise tax on it. People will be able to control who is buying and what quantity and this sort of thing.
Pacific Beat has sought comment from Australia's Office of Drug Control.